Shall we move on to podcasting? Okay. Setting my chicken for 10 minutes. I might give myself 11 for this one. Okay. Yeah, okay. Okay, back down to 10. Okay. So my chicken set. Podcasting. What you imagine it might look like, but what it feels like. You got the whole world in your hand. All you really need is a computer and a microphone. That's it. Because all the other resources that you need are free and available online, and I'll show you how to get them all. Do you need to have an iPod? No, you don't need to have an iPod. Why is it called a podcast? Because of the iPod, it's called a podcast. The idea of this portable digital content. So the iPod is the most popular sort, but there are MP3 players of all kinds. I've listened to lots of podcasts, and I don't own an iPod. I keep saying to my wife, I really want an iPod, and I hope she gets me one for my birthday. But So I listen to lots of podcasts, but I just listen to them through the computer, because it's just an MP3 file, and I just listen to it over my computer. Put the headphones on, my wife's watching TV, and I'm listening to a podcast. So what are the three steps to podcasting? You have some content that you record, which is what we're doing right now, today. We're recording the content of this presentation. When it's all over, I'll click the stop button, and then I might go back and edit it, the pauses and the breaks, because I want to cut it up, or not. If you're not editing it, if you're publishing it raw, which some people do, that's fine, then that step is gone. And then the last thing you have to do is publish it. Well, publishing it means you got to take the MP3 file, and you have to store it somewhere on the internet, and then once it's stored, you just take a link, but you need to have somewhere to put your link, your blog. You just put the link on your blog that you have a podcast, and it just links back to it. So for example, my grade 10 and grade 11 class did podcasts. So a little farther down here, there's the pre-Cal 20th message in a podcast. This is the podcast that my grade 10 kids did at the end of the semester. I'm going to open up in a new tab. When it starts playing, you'll hear it. There it is. I like the music. And that's enough of that. You can hear it another time. My chicken is ticking. So, and I gave my kids, my grade 10s were interested in podcasting, so I gave them some advice about podcasting. What are the steps involved in planning a podcast, which you can find here on their blog. And there's all the information that you need to generate your first podcast is there. Basically, all you need is a way to record the audio and a way to publish the audio. So one thing you could do is Audioblogger. Audioblogger is, once you have a blog, you register with Audioblogger. It's free. They give you a telephone number and a code, a numeric code for your blog. You call the number, you speak your podcast into the telephone, type in the code that identifies your blog. When you hang up, it gets formatted and automatically posted to your blog. That's it. It's done. Audioblogger. It doesn't get easier than that. Another tool you could use, also an easy one, is Odeo. Odeo is a service that records content online. So you're sitting in front of your computer, you got your microphone, much like I've got right now, and you click the record button on the web page, and it records the audio right through your computer. You don't need any other fancy software or mechanics. And then when you're done, you save it, and then there's a link to the page where you made it, and then you can publish the link so everybody has access to your audio. In preparing for this workshop, I joined Odeo, it's free, and I did my first little Odeo audio, and this is what it sounds like. It's very quiet. I don't know. There was sound there before. Okay. Anyways, that's what it looks like. It's really, the only thing that was 3 minutes is the maximum. Unless you buy an account, if you pay them, then you can get access to longer podcasts. But then there's Audacity. Audacity is this software that I'm using right now to record this podcast. It also allows me to edit it. It's a fantastic tool, and I'm actually going to give up 3 minutes of talking to let you guys watch this screencast of how to use Audacity. It's about 3 minutes long, and it's loading. Here we go. The audio seems to have cut out, and I don't know why this audio isn't playing. Maybe because I've got Audacity on. So you know what? I'm going to actually pause Audacity, and we'll come back. Okay, so I'll just talk you through it. So this is Audacity. You can download it. It's free. There's a link to it on the wiki. where to get it from. And what he's going to show you is just, this is the main screen, and in order to, you just click the record button, and he said a little phrase, and that big blob at the beginning is actually where he said the word which he'd like to edit that out. So by selecting the whole text and clicking play, the whole thing plays back and you hear his voice. This though, he wants to take that out. So he selects it and gives it a listen just to make sure that it's something he doesn't want. And then once, so here's his listen, and then he's gonna go click the scissors, which is in the top left-hand side. It will delete that bit. And now when he plays back the whole thing, the is gone, which makes him sound smarter. So now he just took a little bit of music. So he's got another audio track where he puts some music and he adds it in, copies and pastes it in here. And what he wants to do is he's going to zoom out so he can see the two tracks together. And he's going to rename the audio track with Prelude, is this the name he chooses for that. And then he moves it up. And then he turns it on solo, so we listen to just the music. Anyway, so now it's playing some music. What he's going to do then is he's going to select a piece of the music, and he wants to put the voice somewhere in between, so he just slides it over. And now you can hear the music with the voice, and he's amplifying the sound of the voice so that the voice is louder than the music. And it's all just a few clicks of the button. So I'm going to stop here, but you get the sense of it. Right, that it's really easy, and this you can come back and watch this and listen to it when I'm not messing up with the sound features of the computer, because I'm podcasting while this is going on. Yes, so think about that. You play, record it, and then play it back, record another layer, play it back, sing on top of that, play it back, another layer, maybe another instrument. I mean, people do that. They use Creative Commons, actually. A fellow, I think it was Brazilian fellow, put a saxophonist, put out a song as Creative Commons work. Another girl in the United States heard it, played it back while she played the violin. He had never intended that to be accompanied by violin. She plays the violin. She records both and publishes that. And so this piece of music is now evolving, right? Using free tools available 24/7, anytime.
Is there any limitation on the sort of sophistication of the microphone?
Well, the better the mic, the better the quality of the recording.
So, yeah.
But other than that, not really. Okay, so the storage is at rmedia.org. My chicken's going to ring in a minute. So at rmedia.org, you can go there, you register an account. It's a bit of a pain in the ass to get an rmedia account, but once you've got it, it's free. It's just, you have to register at rmedia and Internet Archives. I don't have time to explain. But once you've got it, you can store infinite content forever, free. And that's where I store my podcasting ideas. You can subscribe with iTunes. What's a field trip? A field trip is when you take your digital camera and your MP3 player, your recording device, and you go out and you snap your pictures and you talk in the field, then you come home and you publish the work. ESL and other languages, right? Subscribe to language feeds, but also create language feeds. Professional development, subscribe to the things that are going on around the world. All those conferences that we can't attend, we can subscribe to. But if you go to a conference, record the audio and then publish it when you get back. My chicken went off. Okay, so that's, I did want to tell you one story about Wicked Wikipedia. Can I break the rule? Because this is a great story. Okay, Wicked Wikipedia, this is a fantastic story. There's a teacher named Bob Sprankel. He teaches a grade 3-4, you know Bob, room 208, okay? Bob teaches grade 3-4. The name of his class's blog is called Room 208, and they do a weekly podcast. The kids do the whole show. They spend the week learning, but also planning their podcast. So there's bits about what they learned in math and what they learned in social science, etc. And they publish this every week. A couple months ago, there was a bit of a brouhaha about Wikipedia because some information was published to Wikipedia. I can't remember the full details of this, but basically it was a fellow that had been involved in the U.S. government, and on Wikipedia an article had been published that slandered him and said all sorts of things that were just untrue. That information was then picked up by news media. their source was Wikipedia. They picked it up and then they started publishing it all over the world. Well, now this guy is getting slammed in the international press for stuff he never did. He complains to Wikipedia to remove the content, to make reparations. Wikipedia says that's not the way we work. They go through this whole thing, this whole legal process, and he really got hurt by Wikipedia. Bob Sprankle's class, in the course, see, Bob's really connected, right? He finds out about all this stuff because he's involved in all of these technologies. So he knew the story and he shared it with his class. And in that week's Room 208 podcast, they did a segment called Wicked Wikipedia, where they talked about what had happened and their opinions about what's a reasonable way to deal with it. David Warlick is an educational technologist that does conferences all over the United States. He did a conference on podcasting. And as an example, he used Bob's class's podcast. In particular, he took edits from the podcast that they had published where they talked about Wicked Wikipedia. That was their title for that segment. He plays it for a room full of educators and then asks them what they think. And the teachers come back and say, well, you know, Bob put the words in the kid's mouth. Like, he scripted it, and then the kids just said what he had written, right? I mean, you know, they're kids. They couldn't think of this stuff on their own. Well, David recorded the whole session as a podcast, like I'm doing now. And he then published that podcast and let Bob know, by the way, this is what was said. What does Bob do? Doesn't get angry. Bob plays the podcast for his class, and they go ape. So he records the whole thing as another podcast. He records all their reactions, and the kids are so upset. And he's basically playing news reporter and saying, but you're a kid. You couldn't have thought of that on your own. And the kids respond. The kids respond, and they say, of course we thought of it. What do you mean? So he says, well, you're a kid. How do you know that? The kid replies, I read. Anyways, and so that, Bob publishes that as a response to the podcast that originally was made by those teachers. Wicked Wikipedia. So these kids, like, I wonder what's going to happen to those kids when they leave Bob's class. Like, they're grade 3-4, so who's the grade 5 teacher? Is the grade 5 teacher going to make these tools available to their students? What are the students going to say when they walk into a classroom where they're disconnected? And they no longer have access to this wealth of resources and tools. And, well, they'll probably push the teacher. Will the teacher respond? I don't know. It's going to be interesting next year. There's a lot of growth right now in education this year. Next year will be fascinating to see what people do. Well, you got pushed, right? Your kids wanted a blog after coming out of my class? Some of them. Some of them didn't. Some of them don't. Some of them don't. It's interesting stories to tell.
I didn't think that same thing was going to happen at Chardon Park. Grade 7 kids, grade 8 kids, math, doing blogs. Grade 9, you're not doing it. Which is going to be there.
Yeah.
Are they going to start up? I mean, a lot of my kids are starting their own blogs. Mm-hmm. And some of them talk about classwork. Are they just going to continue it on, even though it's not supported by the school? Is it still going to exist? Is it still going to grow and thrive?
I'm really fascinated. That's one of the things that excites me about all this is are the kids going to push? I hope they do. Are the kids going to push? And I'm kind of hoping that Colin gets on the bandwagon too. Okay. So that's Wikis. I've left you a wealth of stuff to learn more about podcasting, if that's something that you're interested in doing.